Welcome to Michigan Ice Guys, podcasting to help you fish hard water better.
Hey guys, welcome back. We've been itching and itching and itching to get fishing, but
almost here.
It's almost here, but it's not quite. Probably a few of you heard me on Wood Radio the other morning, or saw it on Facebook, talking a little ice safety, and Steph and I were just checking out the news of a Michigan man died, fell through the ice on an Indiana river.
In South Bend,
yeah. I'm okay. River, please, guys. We're real early for anything with moving water. Remember that moving water just erodes the ice underneath, and it does not freeze as fast as lakes. So
takes a lot longer.
We're going to say that our friend from Dowagiac failed the IQ test and went. Now, I have been hearing a whole lot of other guys that have gotten their unintentional swimming lessons.
Yes.
When they're getting out there. And yes, we've all seen the pictures of a few of the guys in northern Michigan that are out successfully and getting fish. But as Steph was telling me, he went and looked at Reed's Lake.
Yeah, it's about 95% locked up. I mean, you can see tracks where somebody walked out a little ways on it and was checking the ice. But you look out a couple hundred yards and you can still see open water.
Yeah.
It's not time yet for that one.
I went over to McEwen and it's locked up and went out, and I told Steph we could have fished it, but we would have had to stay far apart. And so, you know, it's really not worth going swimming.
Kind of like the trucks on Ice Road Truckers.
Yeah.
Maintain spacing.
Guys, I was really hoping that we were going to get on the ice before Christmas, but it just doesn't look like it's going to happen around the southwest Michigan area.
Northern
parts of the Mitten, we're on. The guys in the UP have been on for about a week.
Yeah, some of the bays up Cadillac and Mitchell, they've been on, and some of the smaller bays on some of the shallow lakes up north have been on.
Our good buddy Jamie Sadler from Sadler's Great Outdoors out in Six Lakes, he was up on Houghton Lake, sent me a picture. He was slamming some gills. He said the East Bay was locked up and on 6 inches of ice, but the other side was waves.
Yeah.
So just be smart, guys. I tell you, I bought a new spud. I couldn't find my damn spud. I've looked here at the podcast office. I've looked there all over the brewery. I've looked at my house. The only place I haven't looked is Steph's house, and I don't know why I would have taken it out of the truck at Steph's house, but I bought a new spud. And they've got some real nice two-piecers out there, and they're not asking. They're less than $50. I got mine on a hell of a deal sale, but you can take them apart and pack them even in Steph's little car. So if you don't have one, get one, guys. It's the smartest way to go out and check ice.
Yeah, and especially this early season ice. That shoreline ice might be good, but you get out there 100 yards or so, and it drops off significantly at times until it really sets in.
Yeah, and, you know, with this warm we've had and then cold and warm and cold and warm and cold, it's making ice. And it's fairly clear ice because it's melting on the snow on top every day when it jumps a little bit above freezing. And we've had a little misty rain, and that helps break down that snow and stuff. But you got to remember there's dark weed beds. And those dark weed beds are going to suck up solar energy through the ice, and that's going to be thinner ice. So you could be cruising along thinking you're all good and everything, and then all of a sudden, whoops, there you go. So even when you're walking out, you think it all looks good and everything, just give it a good thwack. You know.
And just definitely don't go alone. Always take your buddy with you, somebody with you fishing that preferably has a throw rope.
Yes.
If you're a little sketchy and you want to push it, put on a PFD if you don't have a floating suit.
Yeah.
You know, it could save your life.
We don't need any statistics.
Yeah.
You know, every year we seem to lose one or two guys minimum, but we want to do our best to encourage you to be safe about stuff. The throw rope that Steph mentioned, he bought one time, and then I know HT sells one, a couple of other companies sell them.
Yeah.
I just made one. You know, I took a little sack, I put a grommet in the bottom of a nylon bag with a drawstring, and I used some quarter-inch line, a couple of carabiner clips, and you've got the weight that you loosen one end, you know, pull it out a little bit, and you can throw. And the idea is I use 25-foot of line because I want to be able to throw way across the hole. One, I don't want to hit Steph in the head with the carabiner, but if you throw across the hole, the guy in the water flailing his arms and everything around, he's liable to get tangled up in it at least so he can get a hold of it. And you also can stay way back on safe ice so that there's not two of you in the water. So A throw rope is a real handy thing. Mine fits in my pocket. Steph's got a little heavier duty one he keeps in the bucket. But
around the quad.
Yeah.
Comes in handy.
And for those of you that have the quads out there and stuff, remember, that's like 7-8 inches, please. 7-8 inches ice minimum before you want to start taking quads out. You know, I listened to a seminar when we were down at DNR a few weeks ago, and one of the guys was talking about the Nautilus system, so I looked it up. And it's an instant flotation system for your quad or snowmobile. You bolt the thing right on.
They were required for our tournament out there in Madison last year.
So yeah,
every quad had to have them. Well, I borrowed one. I was going to pay $400.
Yeah. We just wait for much thicker ice. I did read the thing about the guy in northern Michigan that took his Suburban out across the lake. It is now a dive site. I'm a scuba diver, but I don't want my truck to be a dive site. So my one-ton truck probably will not go out on the ice in lower Michigan. We will talk about it in the UP. But out here, no, I only have one truck, can't spare it and stuff. So you want to be safe when you're out there. Steph made a great point. Always take your buddy. It's the best piece of safety gear you got because we've talked about the rescue. You know, my grandfather, he told you, lay down on the ice and reach out with your auger. Well, that doesn't work with Steph and I's augers because we've got a 28-volt drill on one end and razor-sharp blades on the other. And what happens, I start pulling on that drill and hit the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Sushi machine. We don't want that happening. We, you know, a throw rope is cheap to build or run out and buy one.
Yeah.
They're probably handy to have on the boat in the summer as well. Just, you know, you can clip that carabiner off to a PFD or anything. We've used them also on our sleds to extend the rope. You know, I think over there by the driftwood on
over by Croton.
Croton, yeah. That's a steep hill, and you get a little bit of rain on top of snow, and you got an icy, slick, steep hill to go down.
You better have your cthulhas on.
You have your cthulhas on, but that it's real nice to take that rope and lower the sled
versus
or pull it up after you're up on top.
Or just sending it to free fall.
Yeah, skiing out across the lake.
Stuff goes flying everywhere.
Yeah, we don't need to have a yard sale. We've got friends that have shown us how to do that behind a quad, and there was somebody else that did it down the highway. And got some new fishing poles out of the deal, but it's
one way to get new gear.
Yeah, it's not advisable. There's really some smart ice giver kind of things that you can do to make your experience safer and easier on you. Because if you get out there and you're all sweated up, then you're going to start getting cold if you don't have the right layers on and stuff like that. So just be smart about it and take the right gear. It doesn't take a lot of work. And if you listen to this show, we're giving you all kinds of crazy ideas. Now, another thing I want to reiterate is the dry bag or the dry bucket. When you are out on this early ice stuff and there is a danger of you getting wet, whether you go through or you slip and fall on the ice and just lay in the, you know, a puddle of water on the top or whatever it is, put a foot through somebody's stupid 10-inch hole, whatever it is, it's important to have some dry clothes. And I've talked to you guys about it before, but I'm going to mention it. Jeans don't work, all right? They just don't pull on over wet legs very good. And when you're cold, standing out there in front of God and everybody with your stuff hanging out, you want to get dressed. So I recommend sweatpants or fleece pants.
Zubaz.
The Zubazes are good, but I like my fleece better because it wicks the water away.
Yeah.
And gets it away from me. And then you can get in the truck and drive your butt home and get warmed up because hypothermia is nothing to mess with. So that's our kind of obligatory reminder on early ice safety stuff. You know, you've heard us talk a million things, your Cthulhu micro spikes or boot cleats or whatever you're going to use to keep you from slipping, floating suit, spudding your way out, all that kind of good stuff. Remind it, and especially if you've got a young fisherman that you're training up, a new guy, young or old, make sure they're doing it safe because you're going to feel terrible if you lose. So we're the MI Ice guys. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the NAIFC Championships. Steph's just back from that, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Chaz here from the MI Ice guys. I want to talk to you about K&E Stopper Lures, especially the Scandia line of tungsten jigs. I've been having a great time fishing with these this year and last year. The new colors are awesome. Check them out. Get out there to your local sporting goods shop and look for that blue packaging with yellow text on it. Pick up a Scandia lure or 10.
It's a whole lot of fun to fish with. They're bright, they're durable, and good stuff.
Hey guys, we're back, and it's time to talk about the 2017 championships of the National, or no, it is called North American Ice Fishing Circuit, NAIFC. Yes. I always got to spell that out in my head, one, make sure I get the letters. But up in Minnesota, eh?
Yeah, northern Minnesota, like right along the lines of Fargo, North Dakota, that far north of Minnesota. So we had 8 to 12 inches of ice, depending on where you were at on the lake. Plenty for the quads.
Yeah, that's not an issue. That's good.
Not much snow cover, maybe 6 inches roughly. You know, it's blowing thin and thick in spots.
Yeah. So did you take both your quad and Chad's?
Yeah. Yeah. I was fishing with another partner.
Yep.
I had to have my quad, and Sean did bring his, but he didn't show up till Friday night, so he didn't get to do any pre-fishing.
Yeah, well.
So kind of helps to be able to get out there and catch a few before you get out there for the tournament.
Yeah, and kind of know maybe where they're at. That's an important part about the tournament thing that a lot of people don't understand is the pre-fishing that you guys go out for like almost a full week most of the time to check those out.
Yeah, we spent 3 days on South Lake and one day on, probably should have spent one more day on, South was a tricky one to find all the fish we wanted.
Cool.
So I kind of worked with Chad and Anthony on that one, all of them.
Your partner hadn't showed up yet.
Yeah.
And I had to stay home and do beer work. Tough yeah, on me.
If I'd have left late, you probably could have went with me, but yeah. I ended up just riding out with Chad and Anthony, fandangled both quads on that trailer. So.
Did he take the tracks or just go with wheels?
Tracks, yeah.
All right. I was going to say, if he went to wheels, it might give you a little more space on that trailer.
Well, I parked sideways.
Okay.
And he parked long way. It was fine.
Yeah.
Tracks might have hung off a foot and a half, but.
That's all right. You're not over length on that. Nah. But anyway, so Myron was out there. He was fishing with Dave?
Yeah, Myron and Dave.
Cool. And Joe DeVera, our good buddy from over Detroit way, he was out there with his partner. And,
yeah.
I still haven't seen the complete list of the standings. I haven't seen if Jack's got his website problem fixed.
Yeah, I saw it posted last time I checked.
But Chad and Anthony, second place.
Second place by 0.03
ounces. 0.03
ounces. 18 grams.
18 grams, yeah. You know,
and their scale had broke, so they couldn't weigh their gills and crappies and stuff. So that might have been the difference right there.
Might have been. When you say the scale broke, you're talking about Chad and Anthony's, the little scale they take out on the ice.
Yeah.
And when these guys are tournament fishing, they actually weigh fish right there to kind of get an idea where they're at on it.
Yeah. You know where your top, where your bottom is, so you can upgrade from there.
Yep.
Like if you got a 200-gram bluegill, you know, when you catch a 250, swap it out.
So you don't, you don't just have to eyeball them. I mean, these guys are serious, and that's serious money.
You can't eyeball these things. And Sean and I had a balance beam. We didn't have scales, but we did have a balance beam like they use in bass tournaments.
Yep.
So we utilized that, but those guys didn't even have that.
Time for new crack scale.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. There's nothing involved in the balance beam.
Yep.
Just, you know, hook the fish. Who's going to win the bout?
Yep. So when you were on two different lakes, now, was it one lake one day and the other lake the next day? Or was
yeah.
So you got one, to get
one lake, one day, first day on south. Next day on North.
And as I understand it, I still haven't made it out to a championship yet, but based on your point rankings for the year, on how you've done over the course of the year, is your starting order?
Yes.
And so Chad and Anthony, they usually stay pretty high up there.
I think I started fourth or fifth.
Yeah. So, you know, that can make a lot of difference between the guys that are starting back, you know, the 30th team or the... Because we have the same rules in the worlds, and it's just a different measurement. You've got to be 15 feet apart from any other team when you're out there fishing.
So you can get to your spot first. On South Lake, there was lots of...
Yeah.
It wasn't too crowded because everybody had different... Everybody went different directions that lake. Not everybody went to the spot. Like in years past on Mille Lacs, everybody's trying to get the spot. And 60 teams, 100-yard stretch.
Now, it's a...
Combat fishing.
How many hours?
That's 6 hours.
6 hours.
It starts at 8. It was a 2.
8 to 2, and you come off the ice, and...
Yeah, your best 8 bluegills and your best 8 crappies sorted before you cross the...
And you turn them in at the line.
Yep.
And so they go with the marshals to the weigh-in. Now, for those of you guys that haven't seen this, it is really a sight that they have a couple of officials there that are going to check it in and make sure that, okay, yeah, you've got fish, you've got your 16 fish, your 8 and 8. That you,
or if you miscounted,
yeah, if there's, you know,
you're gonna get penalized 17 at the scales,
right there. They're gonna, you know, you need to have that straight, and then they secure the fish. They put them in a bag, tie a knot in it, and put them in a container to haul them over to the weigh-in, because the weigh-in's usually not done on the beach. Typically, whether they got a VFW hall or a school, or they find something like
ours. Ours is right at the resort, in the Montana room at Pinehurst.
And so nice then setup. They set up, and everybody kind of gets in there and grabs a beer, maybe he orders a sandwich or whatever, and they call teams up and weigh them in. And they've got a big screen TV up there that's showing the weight to beat and then the current weight, and they show it and the rank, another TV showing the rankings. It's a quite a procedure.
Yeah, we tried to do Facebook Live again at the event, but the connection out there wasn't so hot. The big screen that you're talking about wasn't working either.
Oh.
So everything was just on the computer.
Jack,
the laptop was working, but they couldn't get it to communicate to the monitor. And
see, I should have went. I could have fixed all that.
They needed a tech guy.
But then what they do is they dump the fish out into a strainer. So it gets all the water out, and they give it a shake to make sure there's not ice and snow and stuff around on it. And then they'll dump it over into a dried-out container on their certified scale. And quite often that scale is connected to the computer, so it logs everything right in there. And it weighs down to, as you said, you know, 0.0.
Tenths of an ounce.
Tenths of an ounce. When we go to Worlds, you know, they go into tenths of a gram.
A gram.
It's crazy. But it is a really accurate, serious proposal, because the winners walked away with how much money?
$6,000.
$6,000. Yep. Second place, Chad and Anthony, they probably walked away with, what, $2,500, $3,000?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And if you haven't seen these trophies, you should check them out. We've got some pictures up on our Facebook. You can find your way over to the Anthony and Chad tournament team page, and they've got pictures up there of them. They take and slice this big log really precisely at an angle, and then they silk screen on the year and the place and tournament name and all that kind of stuff. And that's what we're talking about when they say, you know, you brought home some wood. They make this really, really beautiful plaque that is the trophy.
Has the tournament dates and lakes and the town.
Then, since it's the championship, there's also rings. And our good buddy and fellow MI Ice guy, Uncle Myron Gilbert, he's got two of those things, and they are the Super Bowl of ice fishing rings. These things are big and ornate. They're gold. They got jewels. It's worth it. It is a big deal.
Got bling.
And you shake hands with Uncle Myron, and you look at that ring, and everybody, the first time they meet him, want to look at the ring. It is cool, and it is something to aspire to. If you're that kind of fisherman getting into tournament stuff, fishing the NAIFC tournaments is a big deal. It is it's the major leagues of ice fishing here in the U.S.
If you've never fished one before, you know, come on up this year to Lake St. Helen.
Yeah, Lake St. Helen.
February
18th, middle of February. If you don't know where that is, it's just north of Houghton Lake. Big to find on the map.
You got Houghton and Higgins, and Lake St. Helen is right there just to the east of.
Yep. So you just check it out, and even if you just want to come watch, we get spectators that come watch the weigh-ins. It's a big deal.
Well, come up to the seminar.
There's always a seminar. Quite often there's a kids' clinic.
Yep.
A whole lot of things going on, and we're going to be up there. I'm planning that weekend to be up there and helping out. We're probably going to do some live podcasting up there, broadcast that out. We may do some Facebook Live, depending on what we've got for internet connections, where we're at.
Yeah, bring the kids up. Norfin donates all the rock stuff for the kids, a free fishing
ball. It's a huge thing, and if you haven't seen one of these tournament of ice fishing when the real guys get out there and go after it, it is a blast to watch. The weigh-ins, the competition, it's great, and it is a whole weekend of stuff going on between the clinics and the seminar and weigh-in and the actual fishing. Now, like St. Helens, that's just going to be one day. The championship's the only really the two-day one, right?
Well, if you get up there during that week, it's a one-day event. But you get up there during the week, you'll see all the teams out there drilling miles of holes and doing a lot of cameraing, putting down a lot of cameras.
Putting down cameras, running the sonar batteries down all day long, quads zipping everywhere. Everybody's trying to get a handle on where to go on tournament day. And they're making notes about it, you know. They're recording it on their phones or writing in their notepads, whatever they need, just so that setting waypoints on the GPSs on their quads. It is a serious game. And if you haven't seen it, you should treat yourself to come out and see
even
it.
Even on game day, the partner, I'll be out drilling a hole. And I'm like, I'll take the camera and put it down a hole. And, oh, they're over here. It's crappie over here. Get Sean over there. It's about 3 foot off the bottom, just above the weeds, jig high, you know, and boom, he's on.
Yep.
So then it's like, well, they're gone. I'm looking around. Here they are here. Like us chasing crappie on reeds with the flashers.
Yep.
I'm doing the same thing in a little bit shallower water, but with a camera. Oh, they're over here. Get over here.
So it is.
It's a team effort.
It's very much a team effort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, out during the week, if you happen to have the time to get up there during the week, you can be out there fishing with these guys. They're going to be around. And most of these guys out there will talk to you. They're not going to give you every secret in the book, but they'll be friendly about it and offer some suggestions. You ask them a serious question, or if you run into them at the bar at night, ask them a serious question about how to do something. They'll give you an honest answer, just like we do. And if you've got one and you're not going to be at the tournament, you can always remember that we have the feature on our website of Ask an MIIce Guy, and that blasts email out to all of us, and we'll respond back. Sometimes you get four answers. Sometimes they're four different ones. Sometimes they're four identical ones. But you're talking to some guys that take ice fishing very seriously, and we're happy to share that now. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about some strategy and stuff. And then I think maybe at the end, we're going to give them a little update on what's going on with the 2018 World Championship. So we're the MIIce Guys. Going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Hey, remember to stop on out to MIIceGuys.com and report the ice thickness where you're fishing. Help us all out in knowing where there's safe ice. Check out the map online at MIIceGuys.com.
Hey, you looking for a relaxed spot to come have a beer with a couple of buddies? Swing on over to Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, that's just north of 28th Street, right by the ice rink. We've got 16 taps, free popcorn, free pool, and free Wi-Fi. There's even outlets underneath the bar if you need to charge your device. So come on over to Schmoe's, have a great beer. Bring the kids, we even have root beer. See you soon at Schmoe's, 2600 Patterson, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey guys, we're the MIIce Guys, and we're back. And it's time to talk about one of our favorite new things. We started this last year, our buddy Anthony. You know, he's on with us every once in a while. And he came up with an idea that he needed to supply us with some practice for the world. And so he loves fishing with a palm rod, and he started this thing. He called it Rage in the Cage Tournament Series. And we go out there, and you fish world style. No power augers.
Yep.
Well, unless you're Bodecker. And you fish palm rods. Because, well, if you weren't fishing palm rods, you weren't in the game.
We're going to keep up.
And we went out and had a day, a wonderful day, fishing. We did some quick sprint tournaments, you know, first to 25, most fish. And, you know, they're just calling them out. And we're writing down, Steph and I are keeping score for everybody. And we had just a blast. So this year, we're opening it up to everybody that wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
So if you search out on Facebook, you'll find it on the MIIce Guys Facebook page as well. The Rage in the Cage Tournament Series on the 30th of December. We're going to be, and I know the page says Kent or Barry County, but I got a feeling we're going to be probably up in southern Montcalm.
Yeah.
Because we got to find some safe ice to be out on. And we want to be able to take the quads so that I can haul some beer. And we're probably going to have a little shore lunch, too.
Take everybody on the trailer.
Yeah. So we're going to be, you want to get in on that. Go up there. Say you're coming to the event, and you'll get all the latest news about what's going on. And you come out, and if you don't have a palm rod, talk to one of us. We'll loan you a palm rod. We'll set you up with some stuff. We'll show you how to use it and get you going on it. And you can play right along with us. We love the competition. Our anglers, I know that three of our guys are going to be there that are on the team fishing for the USA, and they need their butts challenged. They need a little workout. Last year, we got a workout from a kind of a surprise success story. Our little buddy Keith Niffen shows up, and I think that was the first day he ever used a palm rod. And he started smoking people's butts. And all of a sudden, our guys on the team are like, what? And as a result of that, our buddy Zach decided to go to tryouts and won himself a spot.
Jake.
Jake did. That's right. Jake did. And so we're really pleased about, you know, getting more Michigan guys involved in the USA team. And this is a great, fun day. It's not going to cost you anything other than getting it. We're going to have a little bit of food. I'll bring some beer from the brewery. And last year we had such a great day. We ran into so many little surprises. We went out to a deep hole thinking we were going to have to work some deep. And lo and behold, the fish were right underneath the edge of the ice. I mean, just
5 foot down.
Suspended out.
As fast as you can get down to it.
Fast as you can go, and it was bang, bang, bang.
And if you don't have a hand auger, don't worry about it. We can let you borrow one. If you can't hand auger, bring your electric.
Yeah.
You're going to have some competition.
Yeah. You're going to take a little verbal grief for being a wimp, not hand augering. But, hey, it's all fun when we're out there chatting.
Yeah.
But we're probably going to do that. Like I said, Southern Montcalm County, it's going to be the 30th of December. So get on the Facebook and find that page. If you can't find it, hit the MI Ice Guy site and hit an Ask an Ice Guy, and we'll hook you up with that information as well. But it is going to be a huge thing to learn about more about palm rods. You can come out and meet all the guys. Uncle Myron, our new team captain, is coming in from the Jackson area. He's going to be there, and he'll be giving everybody what for and telling stories. And just drinking a beer and listening to a Myron story is worth the trip every time. It's a lot of but we got that coming up. And then, probably that whole week, Steph and I are going to be bouncing out. I know I got to work a couple of days, but otherwise we're going to be bouncing out and getting on the ice and doing some fishing. We're going to be, trying for those early weed bed grills like we've been talking about. Yeah. We've got a few lakes that we've got mapped out that we're going to head out and hit. And we're going to be also doing a little scouting, figuring out exactly what lake we're going to be on for the Rage in the Cage.
Yeah, first ice can be some fantastic fish around the up there by those last weed beds spotted in fall.
There's still plenty of oxygen in the water, so they're really aggressive. They haven't gone the winter lethargic nature.
Usually the time of year where you start finding them on your flasher and you're dropping down and you're 3 feet down the hole and your marks are already coming up to your bait.
Yeah.
it's going to be a good day.
It's going to be a good day. You're going to be able to sort some fish and get your good limit. It's just a wonderful time of the year. Now, I know that I've got a couple of lakes that I want to hit up north of town. I wanted to get on to some of those southern ones, but they're just not locking up quite yet. But we'll get there on those. I got us a new parking spot on Big Whitefish, so we don't have to fight for a parking spot. I've got somebody that lives on the lake now. That's always been a challenge. The boat launch there is rather small for parking.
Yeah.
And quite often you can get parked in. I know if it wasn't for my four-wheel drive, I wouldn't have got out last year because so many people came in and just packed in.
Yeah, eventually ice gets good enough, they'll start parking on the ice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not too many. I've been out there with my truck before. That was when we had like over a foot of ice.
Yeah.
All the way across the lake.
And, getting out there, the time of the day on different lakes matters. And Big Whitefish is one of those that the time of the day for the bite, it really isn't so much. It's get there early so you get a parking spot. So the good news is that I have a friend that he just moved up there onto the lake. So we've got his driveway this year, so we don't have to go fight down in the mess for it. Hopefully we might have to teach him
a trail across the yard.
Oh, yeah. He won't mind that a bit. So we've got some big plans and some places that we want to go. And earlier segment, you heard Steph talking. He checked Reed's Lake. I checked McEwen today. I also checked Campaw. And a few, I went over there in the bays on Thornapple, checked that. And ice is coming, guys. It's getting there. Really,
give it another week, and up by me, I'm 40 miles north of Grand Rapids, and by the end of next week, with these temperatures that we got coming, gonna lock up pretty nicely, I think, for us up there.
We're gonna be able to run anywhere around and probably be able to take the quads out on Rage Day, no problem, on the lakes we're looking at. I know I've got some new equipment. I've got some new jigs I picked up. I got those Bloody Nose and the Wonder Bread jigs from K&E that I'm really anxious to get out there with. I've got my new Markimel X7. Oh my god, I tote this thing around to seminars and turn on demo mode. I'm ready to get it out there and play.
Real nice.
And it's got a huge screen on it. I'm just really, really pumped to use that. And I fixed up my 5 too. So one of the guys here at the brewery doesn't have a flasher. We're going to take him along a couple times and hook him up, and he'll get all anxious and go buy a flasher because he's going to want to catch fish as fast as well. It's just going to be a fun season. The weather looks like it's going to be, I know, I've been waiting too. A little patience will keep you dry. So, but it's coming in. It's going to be a great season. The weather looks really great for that. Other things that we've got coming up, well, you and Chad are going to
the Metagoshi.
Metagoshi tournament. Yep, go to out there to Montana for that tournament. And then you're flying back. I got to get you at the airport. And we're going to turn around, and then we're going to be at the Hunting Time Expo. So if you want to come out over to the Deltaplex and hang out with us, we've got a whole series of seminars that we're going to be giving. I think one of those, we're going to do a event recap of the world team and our adventures overseas and talk to the guys about, hey, are you interested? Do you think you got what it takes to try out? And they just announced tryouts are going to be the weekend of the 24th of February.
Yeah,
something like that. And that, you go over to usaiceteam.org and you can get more information on there. There's actually a thing right under the home link in the drop down there to sign up to get more information, and anybody can go try out.
Yeah, they come out to Delta Plex with some palm rods for them to check out.
We'll have some palm rods
demonstrations.
We'll have, yep. We'll have some flyers for the worlds too.
Yeah,
that'll have the information about the tryouts. If you want to go out to Rhinelander and try it out, see if you got what it takes to compete on the world level. It's going to be a huge adventure because we're headed to Kazakhstan this
year. March.
Yeah, so we're going to take another quick break, and when we get done back from that, we're going to talk a little bit about Kazakhstan. And I wish Chad would have came today, and he's been to Kazakhstan. He could tell us a few of the stories. I think there's a couple that are suitable for airplay. Yeah, it might be chilly. All right, we're the MI Ice Guys, staying warm at the brewery today, talking a little ice fishing. Hard water, it's what we live for. Guys, when you're out on the ice, do you protect your eyes? The MI Ice Guys have partnered with Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Made in America, made by hand. The thinnest glass technology for sunglasses. 100% UV protection. We love our Costas so much, we took them to Finland, to the worlds. They allowed us to see where other people had been drilling before, protected our eyes in the blowing snow, and kept us looking good on the ice. Made in America, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses. Get them online, get them at a local retailer near you. Remember, tell them the MI Ice Guys sent you, and you need the best. Okay, guys, we're back, and hey, are we ever pumped. It's coming fast, man, but I don't want to get wet, so I am going to be patient. We were just talking on the break real briefly there about, you know, our quads and all that kind of stuff, and I want an upgrade, but I got to sell this motorcycle, so I'm going to put a commercial out there. If you know anybody that wants a 1986 V65 Magna, yes, this is the one that'll do 160 miles an hour and looks like your grandfather's bike. It is a four-cylinder V4 shaft drive monster. This thing gets. So I need to sell that bike, so I got some money to put towards a bigger quad. And if you want my little 250 quad, you sell my motorcycle for me because I'm not going without a quad. But anyway, back to ice fishing, guys. We're really pumped for it. We started to talk a little bit about the tryouts for the USA team. Now, when you go out to Rhinelander for the tryouts, there's going to be a number of exercise and drills that you get put through. One of them, obviously, is drilling holes by hand. And we've talked briefly before, but I thought maybe a little reminder about these competition drills are not the one with the red ball on top or the little red handle that you crank with one hand. These are offset handles.
Yeah.
So there's like two D things on it, and you twist them. Now, yes, the first time you use one, you hit yourself in the face. Everybody does.
Awkward.
But once you get used to them, these are a really fast way to get through the ice. Now, they also count on very sharp blades, and we don't recommend you coming out there with your 8-inch auger to try and do this.
Most of them use the 4-inch diameter.
Yeah, 4s, 5s, that's the range you're in. I know we saw our buddy Anars last year over in Latvia. He had his little 2-inch out, and I'm like, oh.
We can't even get one of those over here.
I want one of those just to say I have a 2-inch auger. But
well, their fish will fit through a 2-inch hole.
That's another good
Not
point.
Not all of them, but most of them.
A lot of their fish will fit right through there. I think three in a row would get a bream through. So
I would like it for scouting and cameraing.
Yeah.
The little AquaView cameras don't need that big a hole.
Don't need a big hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're going to drill some holes. You're going to drill a lot of holes. Because at the Worlds, it's not unusual to drill 50 holes. So you're going to get some practice drilling holes. There's going to be some running and drilling. There's going to be some running and fishing.
Yeah.
And
sometimes
stuff.
You run, you got to catch 10 fish here, move on to the next spot, catch 10, move on to the next spot, catch 10.
And
then
drill
back
a new
across
hole.
The line. Yep.
And drill a new hole every time.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is just the way it goes at the Worlds and stuff. So you're going to be needing to get practiced up on your hand drilling. You're going to need to get practiced up on running a palm rod and doing that. There's some great videos out there on that. You can find them under the U.S. Angling thing on YouTube. You can find them under MI Ice Guys We've got a couple where Chad's done them. We're going to shoot some new. I bought a new camera. We're going to shoot some new ones. If the wind is not up too big, we're going to shoot some at Rage in the Cage.
Or come out to Rage in the Cage and watch together.
Yeah.
Or help us officiate.
Yeah. And if and you volunteers. Just want to, you know, handle a clipboard and count fish, that's a real easy job. We also, you know, we got to run around. We set up the zones, put the buckets out. We usually just use some 5-gallon buckets. You still got those four green ones?
Yeah.
Those are bright. We can see those. That or we got to get some orange ones.
Hopefully this year they don't blow away.
Put some water in the bottom like we did last year. Oh, wow. I don't know what got down the wrong tube there, but I had to cough a bit. But anyway, guys, we're going to get into seeing if we can get some more guys interested in this. You just want to watch, come out and help out. That'll be great. We're going to have a little grill out there. Figured out we're going to do some dogs and things like that. So we can have a bite to eat. I'll bring some beer. We're going to have a good time. Over in Rhinelander, we stay at the
Holiday Acres.
Holiday Acres Resort. And there's some information we're going to be posted up on usaiceteam.org on that as soon as Gaber gets that info to me on making reservations. Then it's like 3 days of meetings, training, and evaluations by the coaches. And they're going to evaluate and find our six best guys that are going to be able to fish for us. We got five fishermen and then one alternate. And we're going to get out there and we are after medals. So we need the best guys that are out there. Now, there's also always a couple positions for guys like Steph and I. We have the talents of being able to be equipment guys. We do the mapping. We're helping out with radios, communication, website, all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of ways to get involved. We have a dedicated crew over in the Rhinelander area that all they do is run the tryouts. Yep. And act as our support team. Now, Gaber helps us out over the internet when we're overseas. And
Sam helps us out there.
Sam is one of our former captains, and he's taken a couple of years off of traveling, but I think he's coming back to traveling with us in a couple of years when his kids get through a certain stage. And we have a blast working with the guys, and it is a team sport. We've told you in the past about us being spotters, and now we use the radios and giant binoculars, and we've got more ice covered than any other team out there as far as seeing what everybody's doing, being able to communicate accurately to our anglers and move them on top of fish. Because really, to catch with a palm rod, you need to be looking at that indicator all the time. You can't be setting up looking around because you're not fishing. You got to be looking at that ing. How many times do I yell at them? Get your head in the ice hole. Just stay focused on the fishing. We'll do the watching and talking.
Constantly feeding them information on who's catching what. Where.
And we do that a bit out at the Rage in the Cage, too. We'll do some little bit of spot and practice out there, and you get to see how that works. And, you know, you can just give some commentary about, well, how many is Chad catching, you know, compared to how many is Zach catching? And how many is Myron?
They all know who's catching what because we repeat their names every time they catch one.
It was kind of funny last year because we'd announce their names every time they count one, so we're putting it down in our tabulations. And people got tired of hearing Keith's name. We just kept singing it out because he was really kicking butt. It was really good when we were over towards the shore there. Had a real good time doing that. And they were catching some great fish. And then we got the kicker perch out deep. That was pretty interesting. And we're gonna have some fun. We also have some other events coming up later this winter. We're going to schedule another Cub Scout Day. So if you've got a Cub Scout troop that wants to get involved, we go out on Reed's Lake for an afternoon. And we got sponsors, great sponsors, that'll donate some gear. So we got every kid some gear to take home. If they don't have a rod, we got a rod.
Yeah, last year, K&E, tackle pack.
Tackle pack and a rod. And yep. Our buddies over at Schnitz Deli, they donate us some buckets.
I got to
stop over and pick up my load of buckets. But that way, these kids are equipped, and they're ready to go out with dad or grandpa and have their own gear and start taking care of their own gear and fishing and really getting into the sport that we all love. I mean, if we didn't love it, we wouldn't be listening to this show, or you and I wouldn't be talking about it all the time. But we've got some things going on right here in West Michigan with that. We've got some trips we're going to be planning on going up to Houghton Lake. Seminars, we're just trying to finalize the schedules for Saddlers out in Six Lakes. We're going to try and do one up at Lyman's on the lake up in Houghton.
We're going to have a second Rage in the Cage.
Yeah,
there'll be another date coming up. So if you can't make the 30th, look for information on one coming up maybe January, late January.
Yeah, we're going to get in a lot of fishing. And if you see us out on the ice, soon we're supposed to get our new suits. Right now we're still wearing our red, white, and blue striker suits. But our new Norfins, we're hoping to see pictures today of those. I hear they're in Minnesota, and hopefully they fit. Never know with the metric sizes. But we got a new pair of boots, too. Another pair of Norfins. And if you guys haven't found somebody, I think Hilltop had some of those Norfins. I don't know if they still have some up in Greenville. And I'm trying to get Alan Bobbs to carry them. They're
in the midst of moving around.
They are a great, great boot.
Lightweight, warm.
Oh, I retired my Mickey Mouse boots.
Mm-hmm.
They're for deer hunting now.
Once you tried those Yukons.
I put those Norfin Yukons on, and when the pair of them doesn't weigh a pound and a half, I mean, you guys, take your boots today. Just go put your boots on the scale and see what they weigh. And realize what a workout you're getting carrying those around all the time. And do they really keep your feet warm? We got these, and they're rated to negative 50 Celsius. That's freaking cold. And they're super lightweight. It was unbelievable when we got them. We were really pleased about it. Well, as I mentioned before, guys, ask an MII Ice Guy. It's always available on the web.
Post Ice Map. Get that thing fired up here.
Yes.
Coming.
The Ice Map, you can go to MIIceGuys.com and just click on the Ice Map. You'll see a map of Michigan that has different colored pins. And those different colors represent different depths of ice, different thicknesses. And then you also have the opportunity to report. I don't need your secret fishing hole. I don't need what color jig you were using or any of those specifics that you want to keep secret. You know, I got a comment section if you want to put them in, but I'm not requiring it. I just want to know who reported and what lake. You select your county, select your lake, and plug it in there and just pick a thickness range, and we'll take it from there with the database.
And since you fixed the website, good to go.
Yeah, Google kind of screwed me there. They depreciated some functions. And for you non-tech guys, that means they deleted some stuff I was using. And I fixed it back up. My good buddy Boz and I went to work on it, and it took us a couple of days of working on it, but we think we got it all solid now, and it pops right up. So, hey, be safe out on the ice. We're going to jump off now and get some gear ready, and have a Merry Christmas if you hear this before. Otherwise, have a very safe holiday season, and hopefully see a rage in the cage.
MI Ice Guys would like to thank you for joining us once again for one of our podcasts. Be sure to subscribe on MIIceGuys.com so that you don't miss any of our tips and hear a little bit about our fishing stories. Be safe out there, guys. Enjoy the fishing. And may thaw soon.